Hello, my name is Matt Comyn, CEO of the Commonwealth Bank. Today we released our quarterly trading update for the 3 months ended 31 March 2020. During the quarter, our focus was on supporting our customers, our people and the Australian economy, first through the bushfires and now through the coronavirus. The impact of the coronavirus on our customers and the economy has been significant. Since the start of the pandemic, we have provided support to approximately 100,000 businesses and 1 million personal customers. This includes the deferral of repayments on approximately 240,000 home, business, and consumer loans, lower interest rates for borrowers, increased interest rates for depositors, and waived fees and charges. We've been able to do this quickly thanks to our investments in digital banking and technology, and the support of tens of thousands of people in our branches and Australian-based contact centres. We've also been able to provide this support because the bank came into this period in a position of real strength. This has enabled us to deliver for our shareholders during the period. In March, we paid dividends totaling $3.5 billion to 830,000 direct shareholders, including Australian families, and to millions more through their superannuation. Through our strong operational execution, our banking businesses have performed well, resulting in above-market growth in deposits and home lending and continued growth in business lending. We also continue to make good progress against our strategy and today announced the partial sale of our Colonial First State superannuation business. Given the significant impact to the economy from the coronavirus, we have increased provisions for future loan losses by $1.5 billion, bringing our total provision for future losses to $6.4 billion. Our balance sheet is stronger than ever before. Compared to pre-GFC levels, we now hold 3 to 4 times the provision for credit losses, and our capital ratios are more than double on a like-for-like basis. While we still have a way to go before the country returns to business as usual, we will continue to help businesses get back to work and to support the ongoing financial well-being of our customers, shareholders, and communities.